Forming concepts and strategies and solving problems based on what we learn from nature may sound daunting, but in the past couple of decades, the idea has gained momentum as biomimicry. And ASU is trying to become a cornerstone for the discipline by launching the Biomimicry Center next Tuesday in collaboration with the firm Biomimicry 3.8. Dana Baumeister is one of the co-founders.
So biomimicry is both an art and a science. It's an emerging discipline that looks to nature for advice to help solve human design challenges. It's asking nature how she might solve some of the biggest issues that we face today, and drawing inspiration from and emulating those strategies that have worked for millions, if not billions of years, for the organisms that we share the planet with.
And are there some that come to mind to you that maybe the average person would have heard of on a practical basis?
Well, most of us are familiar with Velcro, which the original inspiration was drawn from looking at the way seed burrs attach to the fur of a dog's coat. And that's a shape form-based form of mimicry. And certainly there's a lot of very interesting innovations just by looking at nature's forms. Some of the more recent work begins to take those forms to a whole new level. The new shape of the front end of the nose of the Shinkansen bullet train in Japan mimics the beak of a kingfisher so that it no longer has a sonic boom as it moves through tunnels, just the way a kingfisher no longer splashes when it dives into water.
Dana, are we all potentially capable of recognizing that this is where sometimes our creative inspiration comes from, or does it take a particular kind of brain to see this and make it work?
Well, it definitely takes a brain that's willing to ask those questions, to go for a walk in the woods and say, how would nature solve this? Of course, you can be trained and you can learn specific methods and practices, but really all of us are designers. We all have to solve problems every day. And by going out and saying, hey, how do the locals do it? How's the cactus solving this water issue? It can provide inspiration for how you might solve some of those challenges for yourself.
So that clearly puts it in sort of that sustainability category, too, as opposed to some other aspects of it.
For us, biomimicry is ultimately about asking ourselves, what's worth studying? What's worth doing? Does it make any sense to learn from nature on how to design a better nuclear warhead? Probably not. So nature has sustained and created conditions conducive to life. And as one of the species on the planet, we probably should behave appropriately and learn to solve these challenges in a sustainable way.
Is this something that could have an economic component as well in the concept perhaps of technology transfer, where this is something that not only can perhaps help society and increase sustainability, but also, again, have a component of producing financial rewards?
Absolutely. I mean, when you talk about innovations, this is where it's at. In fact, there was research done and found an overlap between the human patent database and nature's version of her patent database, how she might solve these challenges. And there was only a 12% overlap. So 88% of the time, life is doing something in a completely new and novel way. And that's really what economic development is about, is designing new innovative solutions to our problems. And why not ask nature to help us do that?
Dana Baumeister, she's co-founder of the firm Biomimicry 3.8, which is partnering with ASU in launching the Biomimicry Center. It opens next Tuesday.